Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The MMA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Bet $100 at WynnBET and get a $100 free bet. Head on over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today.
Hello, DeGenerinos. Welcome to the MMA Gambling Podcast and the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, episode 207. I'm going to dedicate it to Camilo Doval, the closer for the San Francisco Giants, because he's on my fantasy team, and he came through with getting a save in the final game of last week in the fantasy season. A final game, Sunday night, he got a save, which put me over the top in my keeper league and put me through to the semifinals. So obviously, this goes out to him, and obviously, this is what you're listening to this podcast for, because you want to hear people talk about their fantasy baseball teams. So that's what we're here to tell you about. Also, we may give you some picks for the main card of the UFC coming up this Saturday, but we'll see if we get around to that or not. Let's bring in my co-host. He'll tell you about his fantasy team. Last I heard, he was planning on winning everything in his league. He's known as the Gumby God after going 12-2 over the last 3 weeks on Contender Series and winning about $800. It is the Gumby God, Daniel Vreeland.
Hey, my fantasy team is back in first, which I'm pretty pumped about. And we should, we're rolling into the playoffs in good shape. I'd like Ozzie Albies to come back, but apart from that, I got Wander Franco back recently. That's nice.
Excellent.
I
won despite having Max Scherzer, Shane McClanahan, and Brandon Drury all in the IL. So
nice.
I did quite a job winning that. So anyhow, if you want to hear more stuff like this, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Podcast or the MLB podcast. Actually, the MLB podcast talks about our show a lot. Noah Bienick told everyone to tell your picks for Contender Series this week. So hopefully everyone did, because this was a 5-0 week. So he's always talking about us. And the fantasy podcast, the last episode they had, they both cursed out my name. So they took my name in vain. So, and they got their their highest downloads yet. So that it goes to show that I am a needle mover, as the UFC would like to say. So, all right, enough fantasy baseball talk. Like I said, those two podcasts have got you covered for that. We're going to dig back into this Sanhagen versus Song, even though I wish it was called Sanhagen versus Yadong. That would be a much better name for the event. But nonetheless, the UFC is not going that route. So we got six fights to break down, including some chunky guys, which is always a favorite of ours. It was a strong prelims that we already broke down. Your thoughts on the main card?
I like the main card quite a bit. There's a fight or two in here that I'm kind of wishy-washy on in terms of its talent level. The first two particularly, and then half of the third one are not great. We'll get to it.
We shall get to it. Any trouble making any picks?
The co-main event's so hard for me. Chidi Anjikawani versus Hobocop.
Yes.
Is it's a freaking nail biter, man. And I've gone back and forth. I'm pretty sure I'm locked in right now. Of course we'll get to it.
Of course. Yeah, it is basically a pick 'em on the board. So it's not just us that are having difficulty with it. I have already written and posted the article of all my picks, so that kind of forces me to make a decision. So I kind of like doing that before the podcast, because then I'm locked in and I will not be swayed by any of Gumby's bad takes. Right.
Well, and usually you were grabbing my picks and that was making them better. So
yeah, like, look how good I am now. Look how good I'm doing now.
Have you checked your stats over the last couple of events?
Not that great. I'm still well above Gumby. I'm still.
But I just mean like you're hurting your numbers since you've started that strategy.
Oh yeah, maybe that's true. That's true. I will have to crunch.
You need a little of my influence.
Maybe he's feeling his oats, as the old expression goes, because like I said, 12-2 over the past 3 weeks on Contender Series. So if you don't
Did you say feeling his oats? Is that an expression?
I think it is. I really think it is. I could maybe the intern will Google it.
Very, very old Canadian expression.
Maybe it's Canadian. We do have oats and whatnot. Yeah, so I think you're feeling kind of high on yourself now. Maybe you can translate. Maybe you can not just make good picks on Tuesdays. Maybe you can actually make good picks on Saturdays. What do you think?
Maybe I'll be feeling my oats then.
Feeling your oats. Okay, I'm gonna tell you look that up and you can tell us where it came from.
We got an intern for a reason.
Intern will look that up and I'm gonna tell you about some of our awesome sponsors before we start rolling into our picks. WynnBET, I'm gonna tell you about first. Thinking of joining WynnBET? You should if you haven't joined it already. Now is the perfect time. That's why new customers who bet $100 get a $100 free bet. Plus, WynnBET Casino is always open 24 hours a day, where you can get 100% deposit bonus up to $1,000. Plus, WynnBET has their own same game parlay feature. Just click on the game you like, select build your own bet, and start building a monster parlay. So much to choose from, and all you have to do is head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. So they know we sent you. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. Offer subject to change, terms, conditions at winbet.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where a playthrough WynnBET is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Football fans, the NFL regular season is finally here. And as week two kicks off and you get ready to place your bets or lock in your fantasy team, you need to check out the Elias Game Plan app, the ultimate sports betting and fantasy companion for the NFL, NBA, and MLB that has everything you need to get a competitive advantage. Elias Game Plan is the only sports app from the most trusted name in sports stats, the Elias Sports Bureau, official statisticians of U.S. pro sports leagues, including the NFL. Their app lets you access team and player stats, head-to-head team comparisons, and Elias key insights from their renowned research team. This app really is your one-stop source for player news and league-validated player stats and team records, expert game analysis for betting, fantasy lineups each week, and showing off your superior sports knowledge to your friends and coworkers. And new features are available all the time, like player injury analysis and player impact reports, which can be huge when it comes to betting and fantasy tournaments. Elias is the most respected research team in the industry. Quality information is key, so I'm glad they created this app for accurate data and important context. NFL season is here, so don't wait. Download the Elias Game Plan app today. That's E-L-I-A-S. And right now, I have a special offer. When you subscribe, get a 14-day free trial off a monthly subscription plan, but only if you use my promo code SGPN. Find Elias Game Plan app in the App Store or Play Store today and use my promo code SGPN. Are you dying over there or something?
No, I was just creaking my chair again.
Oh, my God. All right. Fubo TV, folks. If you watch some football, you need Fubo TV. Fubo TV gives you complete coverage of college and pro football with NFL Red Zone plus games in 4K at no extra charge. Over 100 channels of live sports and entertainment for a fraction of the price of cable. Watch on all your devices and never miss a game or an episode of your favorite shows with the included cloud-based DVR. Plus, there's no contract, no commitment, and you can cancel at any time. Right now, you can try Fubo TV free for 7 days and get 15% off your first month. Just go to FuboTV.com/SGP. That's FuboTV.com/SGP. Did you find anything in your research?
I found that it is an expression, but when I looked for where the examples came from, there was a writer in 1907 who used it, and then it got used in Australian Parliament recently. So
well, there you go.
Wherever you picked it up from.
Wherever I picked it up. All right, that is good enough for me. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't making up expressions. All right, let's move on and start this card. It is 7 p.m. Eastern start on ESPN Plus. We start with middleweights. Anthony Hernandez versus Marc-Andre Barrio, another Canadian. We've got three Canadians on here. We had Jillian Robertson on the prelims. Now we have back-to-back Canadians coming up here. We start with Power Bar Barrio. That nickname tends to tickle you, does it not, Dan?
Yeah, I love that one. I don't have the slightest idea, other than that his last name looks like Barrio.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think of that part of it. Maybe.
Yeah,
I'm assuming that's boring. Then Power Bar, it's because his last name is Barrio.
Yeah, that's boring. Boring. Have him on your podcast anyhow, so, and find out. All right, he Power Bar Barrio, 14-5 with one no contest. He's knocked out 9 people, submitted one person. He's been knocked out once. He's 3-4 in the UFC with one no contest. He's won 3 of his last 4 fights, however, last one via submission. He has failed a drug test in the past because us Canadians are dirty, dirty cheaters. He's got multiple regional championships on his
mantle.
Yes, we have mantles. I don't know if they have, I guess they have mantles in Quebec as well. I'm sure it's not just the Ontario thing. Used to fight at light heavyweight. He's an inch taller than Hernandez. He's more active striking. He outstrikes his UFC opponents by 0.75 strikes per minute. He's at plus 155. Fluffy Hernandez, 9-2 with one no contest. He's got one knockout, 6 submissions. So he's a finisher. And he's got one knockout. He's been knocked out once, submitted once. So he's been finished in all of his losses as well. So Yanni is taking the over here, right? It's going the distance.
Yeah, obviously. It's going the distance.
it's bound to. 3-2 in the UFC. However, he's won 2 straight fights. He has a no contest on the Contender Series due to weed, back when weed was illegal for fighters. He was the LFA champ. He's got an inch of reach on Barrio. He's 3 years younger. He outstrikes his UFC opponents by 0.33 strikes per minute. Grappling stats in his favor, minus 163. I guess I always go first on the main card just to make things different here. Got to fade the Canadians. That's what we go with. I'll take the younger, longer, better grappler and Anthony Fluffy Hernandez. So it's a tight one though.
Yeah.
And I like his resume better as well. Sorry.
I don't actually think it's all that tight. I really like the takedown game here of Anthony Hernandez. I think it's kind of slept on. Cause Rodolfo Vieira, you know, did take him down 4 times, but did get stuffed 6. And I know some of that was energy level too, but then you add in the fact that he got 6 takedowns on Jung Young Park, which is pretty incredible. And then also 8 takedowns on Josh Fremd, which I know not a lot of people know the name Josh Fremd. He took that fight on short notice, but Fremd is a wrestler. Fremd has got good wrestling. So, you know, like I worry about that for Marc-Andre Barrio, who has kind of had issues with takedown. Like he got taken down a couple of times by Jordan Wright, and you know my feelings about Jordan Wright, right? Like, you know my feelings about that guy.
You love him.
And just to play a little MMA math, Jung Young Park took Marc-Andre Barrio down 5 times. So boy. Like, you know,
I saw that actually. Yeah.
Yeah. So for him to have gotten taken down that many times by Jung Young Park, a guy who got sauced by Anthony Hernandez on the mat, like I think Anthony Hernandez is just going to have his way in the grappling here. If he wants it, he'll probably go get a sub in addition to that.
Take that, Canadian. I'm going against you again. All right. On the same page, how many were we differed on the prelims? You took Koske and I took Giles. There's one.
And you took Agapova and I took Robertson. Right.
Okay.
And so other than that, right, I think it's 2. Yeah, just 2.
All right. Hopefully those fights don't get canceled then, because we need at least some difference between us. All right. Let's move on to the second Canadian on the main card and the third Canadian overall on the card. Heavyweights. Tanner Boser is back. Heavyweights. Rodrigo Nascimento is back. Both of them are back after long absences for different reasons though. Let's tell you about Nascimento first. Yogi Bear is his nickname. I can't remember what it is in Portuguese though.
Zecomilha.
Listen to this guy. Wow. All right. That's why Gumby's here. He's not just here for Tuesday picks. He's here for cool nicknames and his linguistic talents. All right. Yogi Bear is 8-1 with 1 no contest. 2 knockouts, 6 submissions, so he's finished all of his opponents, and he's been knocked out 1 time, so he's been finished in all of his fights as well. He's 1-1 with 1 no contest in the UFC. He won. The no contest stems from his last fight, which he won, but he's failed for a drug test since then, and he's been on the sidelines, so that's been July of 2021, and it was a real drug. It was like a steroid-type drug. It wasn't like weed or something like that. He was 1-0 in Contender Series. He's been a pro MMA fighter since 2012. He's got 5 inches of reach on Boser, 1 year younger than him. He's more active landing strikes. He's been outstruck in his UFC fights and his Contender Series fights by 0.68 strikes per minute. Grappling stats in his favor, plus 162. Tanner, the bulldozer, Boser, 28-1. 11 knockouts, 2 submissions. He's been knocked out once. He's 4-3 in the UFC. He won his last fight via knockout, but that was back in June of 2021. Do you know why he was on the shelf for so long?
I know some of those cancellations were not even him. Okay. You know, I know he was supposed to fight Zay Comelia here, and I'm pretty sure Nascimento pulled out of that fight. He was supposed to fight Sergey Pavlovich. Pavlovich couldn't get into that fight. So, like, it's been a couple of things for Bozer about himself, but I think it's more been about opponents for the long way off.
Okay, because he was pretty active there for a while. Like, he was fighting pretty frequently, it seems. So, all right, glad to see him back. He was the original champ. 2012, he also has been a pro since. He outstrikes his UFC opponents by 2.07 strikes per minute, so that's a very impressive number there. He's at minus 165. Go ahead.
I'm going to take Zay Comelia.
Really?
Yeah.
We're different here.
I kind of thought, even before I read your article, that I know you're high on Tanner Boser, but here's my issue. The reach is so bad, so bad. And Boser's one of those guys who, if nobody pushes him to, like, you know, like, throw down in fisticuffs, he won't. Like, we watched him mostly be passive against Arlovsky and be passive against Ilir Latifi and, like, you know, just kind of sit back and let whatever happens happen. And then also, you know, I'm a little bit worried about his takedown defense. Ovince St. Preux got him down. Ilir Latifi got him down. And not for anything, Nascimento is really sharp on the mat. Like, Nascimento has got a damn good submission game that I think people really forget about. And even if he doesn't sub Tanner Boser, I could see him just controlling him down there. And I know Boser's super durable. You know, he hasn't ever been finished in the UFC, even though he fought Surreal Gain at one point in time. But I just worry that he's going to get controlled and the distance is going to be an issue for him.
Yep, they are concerns. Yet I'm taking Boser. Don't know what Nascimento is going to look like. He was a cheater, Dan, remember?
Yeah, but I think that's the second time he was caught. So, you know.
So he's still cheating then, is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think Bozer's better, but he's going to be better on the feet for sure. But we shall see. Very good. Thanks for putting all those concerns in my head after I've already made my pick. But nonetheless, as they take a sip of water, we shall move on to middleweights. We already gave our pick away last episode. B. Joe Pfeiffer is fighting versus Alan Amadovsky. So obviously we're taking out Amadovsky and we can move on. But this is what did I tell you. What weight class? This is middleweight. All right, I'm going to tell you. I'll break it down regardless. Alan Amadovsky is 8-3 with 8 knockouts. He's been knocked out once, submitted once. He's lost all 3 of his UFC fights. The last 2 he has been finished in. 2-0 in Bellator. Used to fight at light heavyweight. 2012, he's another guy who's started in 2012. So we got 3 straight there. Three straight. Amazing. And another guy coming up was started in 2012. Well, 2012 was the year to get into MMA, apparently. Amadovsky's been outstruck by 3.36 strikes per minute in the UFC. Not very good. Hence his 0-3 record. He's at plus 360. Joseph, be like Joseph. Be like Joe Pfeiffer. His nickname is Body Bags with the Z at the end, but it should be like, right? Dana White gave him his nickname.
I like body bags. Also,
you too.
Also, after Tuesday, I'm down on nicknames that function as sentences.
Yes. Be like Joe Pfeiffer. He is 9-2, 6 knockouts, 2 submissions. Been knocked out once, submitted once. So he's been finishing all of his fights. So obviously he's going to go the distance here. He was 1-1 in the contender series, winning his very last one, which got him in the big show. That was the very first week of this year's contender series. He's won 2 straight fights via knockout or TKO, multiple regional championships on his
mantle.
Excellent. 4-inch height over Amadovsky, 1-inch reach, 8 years younger than him. Striking stats in his favor, 6.3 times more active landing strikes. He's outstruck his 2 contender series opponents by 1 strike per minute. Exactly. Grappling stats in his favor as well. Minus 400. Obviously, I'm taking Pfeiffer. Amadovsky's not a good fighter. He's not proven he can fight at this level. And Pfeiffer is a very interesting prospect, a very exciting prospect, and looked very good in his last fight. So, and he's way younger, bigger, everything. Everything is in his favor. So obviously, Pfeiffer is the pick here.
Yeah, and if you're looking for a way to make money on this fight too, and you don't like the Joe Pfeiffer money line, I'm not going to put this in my recommended plays, but I feel like I should throw it in here too. Take Pfeiffer in the first round. because both Joseph Holmes and John, the white Mike Tyson Phillips, have gotten Amendovsky out in the first round in their last two fights, which, like, and I like Ugly Man Joe, but, like, that's not a great strength of schedule there for Amendovsky, of guys who could take him out in the first round. Pfeiffer is much more dangerous than those two in multiple ways, in power and in grappling. In one of each of those finishes was a knockout in a submission. So, like, you know, I think Pfeiffer in the first round's kind of a steal, and it's plus 150 right now. So if you're looking for a way to bet this fight and you want to stay away from that money line, that would be my suggestion to you.
He's more dangerous than the white Mike Tyson.
Come on. He is. Yeah.
How is that even possible?
Yeah,
he puts people in body bags.
John Phillips was not all that great.
No, he did not really pan out. No, did he?
He left the UFC having one win in his last six fights, and it was Alan Amendovsky in 14 seconds.
Yeah, like, that's his claim to fame. He beat Alan Amendovsky in the UFC.
Yeah, that's so use that.
Yes, use that. Also use No House Advantage. No House Advantage is changing the game by offering the most dynamic fantasy sports platform available today. Play in pick 'em contests versus other people for the shot at winning $250,000 or more in cash. Download the app, choose a contest, select your player props, earn points for correct picks, and climb the leaderboard for your shot to win big money. Capitalize. So they're serious here every day. You can also test your skills versus the house, and 20 times your entry, you can win 20 times your entry. If you hit all your picks, bet on up to five player prop over unders or individual player matchups across every major sports league, including NFL, NBA, MLB, PGA, MMA, and NASCAR. Sign up now with promo code SGPN. You probably guessed that at nohouseadvantage.com, or download the app to get a first deposit match up to $25. Make sure to check out No House Advantage today and experience daily fantasy sports redefined, because it's not just how you play, but also where you play. You don't want to miss out on this. PromoGuide.us is the best place to go if you're interested in plus EV betting strategies and making consistent profits from sports betting. They've got daily updates on odds boosts and huge cash bonuses from all the major sports books. Their bet tracker shows an average ROI of 25%, and they've got a VIP Discord group that puts you even deeper plus EV analytics right at your fingertips. I got to say, we've been looking at the daily promo updates, and they are some of the most informative in the game. They don't simply tell you what team is probable to win, but where you'll get the best odds and how to track down and cash in big on constantly changing promotions. If you're not already using mathematical models to help you with your picks, you are missing out on an insanely valuable tool. And the best part of all is that Promo Guy is run by a small team of passionate sports fans dedicated to building a well-informed, better betting community. Go to promoguy.us and check out their 100% tracked, transparent, and proven method for betting smarter. Once again, with promoguy.us, you get consistency, and consistency gives you profit. Now on to Sleeper. Sleeper is the fastest growing fantasy platform today with millions of players. You probably already have a fantasy league on there. The SGPN gang has it for a bunch of theirs. It's a game-changing product like anything else in the industry. And now you can win on Sleeper by playing their new over-under game. They have over-unders integrated into fantasy, the first sports contest game built into the fantasy experience. Not only can you enter contests via over-under itself, but you can also do so through your fantasy league's matchup screen. For example, if you have Patrick Mahomes as your starting fantasy quarterback like Gumby does, and not only do you think you're going to win your fantasy matchup this week, but you're also confident that Mahomes is going to hit his over 250 passing yards line, then you can hit that right in your fantasy page there. If you pick correctly, you can win anywhere from 2 times to over 20 times the money you put in. One reason I'm excited about over-under on Sleeper is that it's the only app where I can join my buddies' contests and play together. It's insanely fun to ride it out together. It's got a built-in group chat where I can see and copy my friends' picks with a tap of a button. Not only do they have NFL, but they also have college football player props. Stop what you're doing and download Sleeper now to play their new over-under game. Have fun with your friends and make some money on your mobile phone. Join our listener group on Sleeper at sleeper.com/SGP, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. Promo code SGP. Again, go to sleeper.com/SGP and you'll get a $100 match on your first deposit. Terms and conditions apply. See Sleeper's terms of use for details. What are we moving to next? Choo choo, the train is going down the track to featherweights. Andre Feely versus Bill Algeo. So we got Senior Perfecto up first, Bill Algeo. 16-6, 4 knockouts, 6 submissions. He's been submitted twice. He's 3-2 in the UFC. However, he's won two straight fights, the last one via TKO. He is stepping in here on short notice. He was 0-1 in the Contender Series. He was the Ring of Combat champion before this. He has missed weight in the past. 2012, he's been a pro fighter since. So there, that's the other 2012 one I was hinting about. Inch of height on Feely. He's 1.5 times more active. He outstrikes his UFC opponents by 1.55 strikes per minute, including his Contender Series fight. Plus 102 is the number on him. Touchy Feely, 21-9 with one no contest, 9 knockouts, 3 submissions. He's been knocked out 3 times, submitted twice. 9-8 with one no contest in the UFC. He is 0-2 with one no contest over his last 3, and 1-3 with one no contest over his last 5. He has missed weight in the past. 2009 was his debut. He's got an inch of reach. He's a year younger than Algio. He's been outstruck by 0.1 strikes per minute, so it's pretty much a wash in the UFC with him in striking. Grappling stats in his favor, minus 112. So this one's almost the pick him on the board. Whose turn is it? Yours or mine?
I believe it's yours.
I'm going dog, surprisingly. Bill Algio. Give me Senior Perfecto, even though it is short notice on him. Feely has not looked that great recently. Algio has. That's one thing on in Algio's favor. I think Algio's an adept enough grappler that he can hopefully neutralize Feely. And I think he's going to be a better striker. So give me the dog money here.
Man, I really don't agree with you with that statement that he's an adept enough grappler. I think his takedown defense is some of the worst in the division.
Yeah, but he'll submit him if he gets taken down, though.
You think he'll submit Andre Feely?
Maybe.
Like, I don't think
Johnny Walker's a submission artist now. You never know.
I don't think he's going to submit. Has Andre Feely ever, like, Andre Feely survived 15 minutes on the ground with Bryce Mitchell.
He's been submitted twice.
Yeah, and when was the last time? Was it like back when he fought Max Holloway? Like,
anyhow, are you picking Andre Feely then?
Of course I'm picking Andre Feely.
Of course you are.
Bill Algio gave up 8 takedowns to Ricardo Hamosh, and I got the R's right that time.
Yes.
Eight takedowns to that dude. He gave up 4 to Spike Carlisle, who's not in the UFC anymore. Ricardo Lamas, who we think of as mostly a boxer, took him down 5 times. It's the most takedowns that Ricardo Lamas has ever scored in a fight in his whole life. Like, Bill Algio just doesn't defend a takedown well, as long as Feely goes in there and shoots him. Because Feely's good at takedowns, too. That's the other thing. Is like, he dominated Charles Jourdain, like, a couple years ago when he took him down a bunch. And yeah, he didn't look good against Bryce Mitchell. You're right about that. But like, who looks good against Bryce Mitchell? And then I actually did think he looked good against Daniel Pineda until that fight got canceled for the eye poke. So yeah, I like Feely here. I think he winds up just absolutely dominating in the grappling.
All right. He got submission flying triangle choke by Godofredo.
Oh, the Godofredo Pepe. Yes.
2015 and Max Holloway. Yes. 2014. Yes. So it's been a while.
It's been
I'm not predicting a submission. Yeah, I'm not predicting a submission. I'm just picking Algio to win. That's all.
I mean, you made
it sound like a bad pick, so that's fine.
If he can stay off of his back, I think he's got a chance. But I think that is an enormous if.
Yep. We shall see what is next. Middleweights we'll go to next. Chidi Enchiquani versus Gregory Rodriguez. This is a very tough fight to call. It is a pick'em. When I broke down the odds, let me tell you about Hobocop, our friend Hobocop Rodriguez first. 12-4, 6 knockouts, 4 submissions. He's been knocked out twice. 3-1 in the UFC. He won his last fight via knockout. He was the LFA champ. He also was regional champ. He was 0-1 in the Contender Series. Who beat him, Dan?
My guy Jordan Williams beat him.
Oh, yes, that's right. That's why I saw that. I'm like, oh, boy, we could talk about Jordan Williams again.
You know I always talk about Jordan Williams. Yeah,
exactly.
He gets up there. Him and Jordan Wright. It's a Jordan thing.
It is. And Jordan Barber.
Oh, God.
Macy Jordan Barber. What else? I got distracted again here. All right. He has missed weight, Rodriguez. Rodriguez has in the past. He's 4 years younger than Enchiquani. He outstrikes his UFC opponents by 0.27 strikes per minute. Grappling stats in his favor, minus 105 was the number when I did this up yesterday, I believe. Enchiquani, Chitty Bang Bang is the nickname. 22-7 with one no contest, 14 knockouts, 1 submission. He's been knocked out 3 times, submitted 3 times. 2-0 in the UFC, both of his wins via knockout. 4-0 over his last 4 fights, all of them via a form of knockout or TKO. That includes the 1-0 stint on the Contender Series. He was 5-3 in Bellator. You want to guess how many times he's missed weight in his career, mostly at welterweight?
Oh, probably a ton. That's a massive welterweight.
Seven times.
He should never have been at welterweight looking like he does. I mean, he's 6'3 with an 80-inch reach, man. Like, what are you doing at welterweight?
Yeah, it was a long time ago. He was the Tachi Palace Fights champ, though, at welterweight. But like I said, a long time ago. 2007, he's been fighting since, a pro fighter, MMA fighter. 12-1-1 as a pro kickboxer. 5 inches reach on Rodriguez. Striking stats in his favor. He's outstriking his UFC and Contender Series opponents by 2.31 strikes per minute, -105. The toughest fight on the card for us to call, but we're going to give you picks. Dan,
yeah, started. Yeah, I feel like I owe an apology to the Discord before I lodged this pick.
Oh no, he's going against Hobocop.
I'm going against Hobocop. Oh, yeah, no. I mean, I felt like when I was watching the back footage on the two of them that I was like looking for a reason to pick Hobocop, and I still couldn't find a good one, because at the end of the day, like, don't get me wrong, Gregory Rodriguez is very good. And he does some things exceptionally well, but like my worry is just like, he is gonna stand and trade with a dude who is who's so much longer than him and fights so much longer than him. And the thing is, he doesn't use his grappling as much as he should. We saw that in the Petrosian fight. It really wound up costing him in that fight. And I just think, like, Chidi does enough of those things and hits so freaking hard. And like I said, Rodriguez has been knocked out. Rodriguez has been knocked out by Jordan Williams, who doesn't have crazy power. And, you know, and Chidi does. Chidi really has exceptional power when it comes to middleweight. So, yeah, I'm going to go with Chidi here. I think he's the right play.
As you know, I'm going against you, and I'm taking Gregory Rodriguez, hoping that he will use the grappling, because he is a far better grappler than Nchikwani. Probably not, well, obviously not as good a striker, but a very good striker in his own right. I'm hoping he used some grappling and stay safe in the feet. So, not surprisingly, on a pick 'em fight, we are on different sides. So, all right, to the main event we go. I will be the hero of the Discord now, not you, Dan, because I picked our favorite Hobocop. All right, main event, bantamweights, Corey Sandhagen versus Song Yadong. Tell you about Yadong first. The Kung Fu Monkey, he goes by. He's 19-6-1 with one no contest. He's got 8 knockouts, 3 submissions on his resume. He's been knocked out one time, the only time he's been stopped in 27 fights. He's 8-1-1 in the UFC. He's won 3 straight fights, the last 2 via knockout or TKO. He used to fight at featherweight, used to fight at lightweight. He was 0-1 in one championship, but that's not surprising that he lost there, because that's the greatest fight organization in the world. He also is a Sanda champion. He's 5 years younger than Sandhagen. He outstrikes his UFC opponents by 1.14 strikes per minute, +175 the number on him. Curry, the Sandman Sandhagen, 14-4, 6 knockouts, 3 submissions. He's been submitted one time, 7-3 in the UFC. He's lost 2 straight. He's won 2 of his last 5, but he only fights killers now. Used to fight at featherweight, was a regional champion. He's got 3 inches reach on Yadong, or Song. More active striker. He outstrikes his UFC opponents by 1.92 strikes per minute. Grappling stats in his favor, -182. Not a total slam dunk fight, but I'm going with the chalk in Sandhagen. Going to be the better striker and going to be the better grappler as well. So, but like I said, it's a close fight. I'm not sure about the line. I've seen the line as high as -200 now, but I will be going with the Sandman Sandhagen, and he's a dog that's always in every fight he's in. So give me him.
Yeah, I'm going to go with him as well. I'm with you in saying it's not a slam dunk, because Yadong does have that like crazy power that he's busted out.
Powerful Yadong.
In his last 2 fights. But, you know, like what hangs over my head, too, is the 3 fights before those 2 knockouts. You know, a split win over Casey Kenney, to me, looks kind of bad. Like, that's not a great fight for a dude who's now headlining against maybe one of the best guys in the division. And giving up takedowns in that fight, too, as well as giving up takedowns to Kyler Phillips. Cody Stamann, I know that fight was a draw. It was not a draw. Cody Stamann beat the hell out of him. Kyler Phillips took him down a lot. I actually think, like, Corey Sandhagen could go to the wrestling here if the striking wasn't working. But, like, the thing is that Corey Sandhagen, like, you could argue beat TJ Dillashaw on the feet. You could argue he beat Piotr Jan. Now, he didn't get either of those decisions, but it was so close in both of those fights that it's reasonable to say that in either one of them. So, like, I can't see him losing a point fight to Song Yadong. I think he's going to have the better cardio in this fight, you know, being a guy who's gone five rounds multiple times. It, you know, like, for me, there's so many paths to victory for Corey Sandhagen, and the one for Song Yadong is a big-ass right hand, and it's just not enough in this high of a level fight.
Do you hear he has 3 inches on Yadong, Dan?
I mean, he has three. I mean, like, he's got it. Is it only that? It's got to be more in reach, right? What did you say in reach? Is it still only three?
Yeah, 3 inches on your dog. It's got to be that. Man. It's a joke, but it's true.
I got it. But like, it also feels like more, I think, because of the way Corey Sandhagen fights.
Yeah, he's very long.
Yeah, he fights very long. So, yeah, I think, by the way, UFC Stats and Info's website no longer has Song Yadong as the Kung Fu Monkey. Did you know that?
No. What is his name?
They have him as the Kung Fu Kid, and it's an official UFC page. So I almost wonder if he dropped the monkey.
Oh, okay. So, like, all right. As he gets older, he's going to add kid to it. That seems odd, Dan. It seems like an odd choice, but
so it's a weird one. He was born in 1997, though. How do you feel about that?
He is a kid then. So that's okay. Yeah.
Did I tell you about the year the guy in Contender Series next week was born?
No, it's probably 2000 or something, right?
2004.
Oh, yeah. that's right. They got some like 17-year-old or something, right? Wow. That even makes Dan feel old.
That's correct. That makes me feel quite old.
All right, that's it. But we're not done. We gave you all the picks, but we're not done. The fun part's coming up. Recommended plays and our Hunger Man John Superfan Parlay came oh so close last week. Dan's going to nail it this week. After I tell you about our final couple sponsors that help us bring this pod to your ear holes every week. Run Your Pool, introducing RYP VIP, a brand new subscription service from Run Your Pool. Helps you get an extra edge against the books, plus exclusive access to real money pools. Entry to our exclusive week one and two pools with guaranteed $5,000 payouts, as well as our season-long pool with a guaranteed $100,000 payout. Get access to exclusive data to help with your weekly game picks, premium content like in-depth guides for how to dominate your pools, and exclusive swag. Top line here is that if you're a serious sports fan, you got to use promo code SGPNVIP at runyourpool.com/VIP. Get 50% off your first month of Run Your Pool VIP. That's code SGPNVIP at runyourpool.com/VIP. And finally, Odds Trader. Odds Trader is a place to compare odds from all major sports books. You can also compare the different signup codes and promotions from sports books to get the best deal. The app also provides player statistics, key game stats, injury reports, and projected game day weather for bettors to make the most informed bets possible. It also has a bet tracker so bettors can keep records of all your games and betting activity. Go to oddstrader.com/bluewire. OddsTrader, the number one site for all your game day bets. All right. I don't have any of my recommended plays done in advance, but I am more successful doing it that way than Mr. Preparation Gumby is. So do you have your picks prepared and ready to roll, Gumby?
Yeah, I've actually rolled with a whole bunch of them. I had some written down. I scribbled some out. Okay. I've moved some around. But, like, yeah, I'm pretty good with where they're at now.
All right. Let her rip.
All right, so for my first one, I'm going to start real basic here. I'm going to take the lion's share here of my money. I'll take $45 on the Javid Basharat -150 line that you quoted. I just think he's got a really good stylistic matchup here against Tony Gravely.
Yep, for sure. All right, give me 40 money line. Joseph Pfeiffer, big money line, but I don't care. I pick winners. So I don't care about value. I care about winners, Dan. Go ahead.
And what is he quoted at there?
-400. But okay. I still think it's okay because he's going to destroy.
All right. My second one is I don't remember the number you gave me.
You don't sound impressed by that, by the way. You're all handed whatever.
I don't. Yeah, no, that's a lame. That's a really lame play. I'm sure everybody's run into the books and grabbing it right away. I'm going to take my second play. I'm going to take Anthony Hernandez's money line. Did you say -175?
Fluffy -163, even better.
Oh, 63, even better. I'll take that. And I'll take 35 of my money on that. I love his matchup against Power Bar. I think he takes him down and subs him.
Okay. Oh, well, why don't you put your money where your mouth is then?
Oh, I got a couple of prop plays after that.
Okay. boom, 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 boom. Zell Huber, -250. Give me 40 on him.
Okay. 40, Zell Huber. All right. So I'm down to actually both of us are down to just $20.
Yep.
So I'm going to use that for two separate prop plays. So the first one, I'll take Jillian Robertson by submission. $10 on Jillian Robertson by submission. If she's going to win that fight, she's probably going to get takedowns. And yep. I don't love the submission defense of Maria Agapova in that Marina Meraz fight. So if it goes down again, which I think it will, especially due to the knee, I'll take Robertson getting the sub. It's plus 250 right now.
What?
I mean, it seems obvious, right? But, you know, it's plus 250. I'll take $10 on that. And then to round it out, I'm also going to take $10 on Chidi Njikiwani's knockout line. I think, again, if he's going to beat Hobokop, I think it's probably a knockout. Plus 225 on that. So I'm going to take a $10 stab on each of those two.
225, you said?
225, yep.
Okay, Jillian sub. Okay. My final 20 is going to go on. I'm going to tell you on the Basharat minus 150 money line. So, all right. Recapping, Dan's got Basharat money line. He's got Fluffy Hernandez money line. He's got Jillian Robertson via submission, and he's got Chidi Njikiwani via knockout. I have Joseph Pfeiffer money line, Daniel Zellhuber money line, and Javid Basharat money line. Boom. All right. You ready for the big Hunger Man Jong super fan parlay?
Yeah, and I've played around with this one. I think I finally landed in the right spot on this one. So, you know, I mentioned it earlier on in the show, I like Joe Pfeiffer's round one prop with Amendovsky having gone out in the first round twice in his last two fights. Pfeiffer looking to make a statement here. Plus 150 in round one, I think is a pretty good place to get this started. And then, you know, we talked about the Basharat brothers being pretty good at jujitsu and being pretty good at subs. And, you know, Gravely's been subbed before. So I'm going to take Javid Basharat by submission in this one, plus 350. So if you if you put those two together, you're going to get 1025 on the return. Yep. So that satisfies our 10-1 mandatory. And yep. I think a pretty reasonable one, too.
Yes. So you got Pfeiffer round one, right? And Basharat submission. Okay.
Yep, that's it.
All right, and if you want to continue mocking my recommended plays, just remember I'm the one that's up the money on the
family. Any loss last year too, so you know.
Dan maybe have the sexier picks, but I am the one that's up the money. So okay.
Yeah, I mean now.
He's years not over. Is what you're saying?
If you pick an arbitrary ending point, yeah, sure you can.
Arbitrary ending point. Okay, enough. All right. We've given you enough entertainment for free, have we not?
I think so.
Yeah, you can read my two articles on the event are on the site probably by the time you hear this. The site would be sportsgamblingpodcast.com. If you haven't already, make sure you listen to Dan's Top Turtle MMA podcast, especially this week where he interviews Maria Agapova. Very fun, interesting interview there. She doesn't hold back. Twitter, SGPN MMA is our account. Twitter, I am Jeff Fox Writer. He's Gumby Vreeland. I already told you to read our stuff. Oh, if you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to our feed, SGPN MMA. Apparently that gets you ranked. The more subscribers you have, the higher you can get ranked and recommended. So we can get more ears listening to us. And if you know anyone, obviously, that would benefit from listening to this amazing podcast, make sure you send them our way. And also make sure you get in our Discord, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord. Always fun there every day. We're having chats about nonsense, especially on fight night. Things get really jumping. I saw a lot of new names in there again during contender series, so some with questionable screen names, but nonetheless new people in there, so make sure you get in the Discord there. I've talked enough, so I'm giving Dan the opportunity to take us home again two times in a row. We'll be back Sunday with recap of the UFC and with our contender series week 9 picks, or Dan's picks. I don't make picks.
I'm Daniel Gumby Vreeland. He's Hobokop Jeff Fox. And we will see you on Sunday.